This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
The Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross met with the European Union's trade negotiator in Washington today. Though it's been buried by immigration and foreign policy, the first three or so months of the Trump administration, fixing trade was, in his words, after immigration, a key promise that candidate Trump made on the campaign trail, which is why Secretary Ross is out there looking for a win. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
Wilbur Ross, in an interview published in the Financial Times today, said the EU will be in competition with China and Japan for the first trade deal with the Trump administration. Julius Sen is an international trade expert at the London School of Economics.
An agreement with the EU is better and bigger than any potential agreement with any other entity in the world.
The U.S. has a $146 billion trade deficit with Europe, second only to its $347 billion shortfall with China. The U.S. and EU have been in talks since 2013 on a deal called the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or TTIP. It'll be up to Trump's team to breathe life back into the deal. University of Michigan professor Linda Lim says that will be harder because the U.K. is leaving the EU.
The UK was always pressing for less regulation, less stringent standards than the continental EU countries.
Lim says a deal with Japan might be easier. It's already made clear what it wants during 7 years of negotiations on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a regional trade deal which the U.S. has now pulled out of. Dennis Novy teaches economics at the University of Warwick in the UK.
So it seems that the White House is still making up its mind as to how it ultimately wants to go ahead with trade negotiations.
He says even if Trump makes up his mind and things move quickly, don't hold your breath. Trade deals often require long and difficult negotiations. Novy says he'd be surprised if anything were finalized before the next presidential election. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.